On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Oh, welcome back, boys and girls. You have found the Hard Rocking Trivia Show.
Yay! And great job.
If you're a subscriber, fantastic. And if you're not, whatever platform you're listening to us on, go ahead and hit that subscribe button wherever it's at, whether it's Google, Apple, Amazon, iTunes, wherever, you know.
Whatever.
We're there. Just subscribe to us. It helps us out. And tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your sister, tell your friends, tell everybody. Right? All right. Also, we want to let you know that we have Spotify. If you follow the show on Spotify, just look up Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. Follow us. I didn't even know you could do that up until yesterday. But we have 4 followers. So okay. When Danny follows us, it'll be 5. And let's see if we can get everybody else to follow us. We also have 3 playlists now. We have one called HRTS Rock Playlist. That has 1,610 songs on it already.
Nice.
That's the first one we started. There's about 28 people following that. And 2 brand new ones that I just started working on. I'm going to be adding songs to it. One's called Hard Rockin' 70s, which currently has 274 songs on it, which is about 16 hours.
So they're all songs from the 80s?
The 70s.
Oh, okay, 70s. Okay, got it.
But I'm glad you mentioned that because the other playlist is called Hard Rockin' 80s.
All right.
And that's anything that's released from 1980 to 1989 in the hard rock, classic rock, melodic rock genre. There's only 44 songs on there. So Danny will jump off once we've recorded this show, and he'll hit that little heart button and double the number of people that like those playlists. I'm going to be adding a lot more to it. I figured the 80s one is going to be a lot bigger than the 70s one just because there's a lot more bands that we listen to in the 80s. So
yeah, we ought to do one with melodic rock specifically, not just like hard rock, but melodic rock from the 70s, 80s, 90s, today, you know, things like Wet and Heat and, you know.
Would you throw Jellyfish in there too?
Sure.
Well, guess what, Danny? I think you can do that. I'll give you all the information. You can log on. It's pretty easy. You just find the song, you make a playlist, and you title it, and you just add songs to it.
All right, fine.
Yeah, you do it. But the only thing when I do it, I make sure I have a little Excel sheet, so I don't. It doesn't tell you if you repeat the same song over. So I make these Excel spreadsheets, and I write down the name of the band and the song, and I make sure I don't add the same song, and I'm trying to make it so you can listen it straight through, and you won't hear the same band like 3 times within an hour. So
nice.
It breaks things up. It's like the way they do it on Sirius now. I mean, Sirius really just does playlists. Especially when they have we have these extra bonus channels. If you listen to the app, they're playlists. There's nobody talking on those channels. They're just playlists.
Yeah, that's lame.
Yeah, and on Spotify, you can get an account for free, but they give you commercials. But if you pay, I think, $9 a month, you get no commercials. So it's up to you whether you want commercials or not. But I thought it'd be something cool. So if you get tired of listening to our little show, you can listen to music. And you know, Danny is committed to making a melodic rock playlist.
Yeah,
it's easy actually.
I'll do it sometime. It won't be tonight.
Okay, it won't be tonight. But tomorrow morning he'll get up and do it.
Yeah, screw my job.
Yeah, you can add like 10 songs a day. Whatever, doesn't matter. We'll figure it out. And the other thing I want to let people know is I found this pretty cool YouTube channel. It's called The Metalhead's Way. It's this one dude in Europe, and he travels to these various festivals. he does vlogs on them, and he shoots videos of the band. It's pretty interesting. He does Sweden rock. He'll do one in the Czech Republic. He'll do one in Belgium. He shows you where people sleep, how to get to the shows. It's pretty informative. If I lived in Europe, I'd be doing the same thing. I was like, let's take a week off. Let's do the Download Festival. Okay, let's do this festival. And this guy shows you his experience. He takes you where people eat, where they sleep, where they take a piss, everything. Shows the bands, shows people having fun, shows guys asleep on the sidewalk, whatever. Wherever this guy runs into, it's pretty entertaining stuff. So,
what was the name of it?
It's called The Metalhead's Way.
All right.
So every freaking festival you can think of, especially this past year, he's got little videos on. So just go to that site, hit videos, and you'll find some interesting. I found the most interesting stuff is just him walking around and seeing what people do at these festivals, how they do it. A lot of these things are cashless. They go in, they give them a wristband, and the wristband's good for if you bought all 4 days of this festival, you just wear these wristbands. And sometimes you don't have to pay money. You just show your wristband, and automatically, if you prepaid something or maybe get billed later, I don't know how that works, but it's cool how they do it. So,
cool.
Maybe us Americans can learn from what the Europeans are doing, you know? Just saying.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Well, one of these days we'll do something like that.
Someday.
If they wheel us out there, but hey. Man, where's the wheelchair ramps, man?
Wheel me over there.
Yep. We'll be there. We'll be the other guy. They'll say Paul Di'Anno in his wheelchair, and you see us in the other wheelchair.
Yeah.
I saw one that was cool. They had Dora was on stage, and they had this guy in a wheelchair, and the whole crowd lifted him up in the front row and is holding him up in his wheelchair.
Jeez.
While he's rocking out, and Doro's singing to him. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool. All right.
It seems like a big community thing. I don't see anybody fighting. Everybody's having a good time. It's the way things should be, I guess.
Yeah. Nice.
And on those happy notes, remember that's called The Metalhead's Way on YouTube. Let's do a little rapid fire.
All right.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody. Time for some rapid fire where we try to stump each other with three very difficult questions.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. They're not too difficult if you know the answer. So if you don't know the answer, they're impossible. So yeah. What do you get?
Yeah, you're a complete moron.
Yeah.
If not, you're a genius.
Yeah, so see if you can go 6 for 6. We'll see how each of us do.
Yeah. So. Play along in your mom's basement or on the road or wherever you're at your job, whatever. Just play along.
All right, here we go. Question number one for you. How many drummers have the Scorpions recorded with?
Recorded with? Oh, my God. I know they've had a crap load of drummers.
Yeah, they had like 4 or 5 more that didn't record with them, so I didn't include them. But
yeah, that's funny.
These are actually on albums.
I think I looked into this. I was going to ask a question about it a long time ago, but I never did because it got ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to say 11.
Oh, that's how many they have listed. There are 7 on recordings.
Okay.
7.
Yep. Yep. And there's some we remember. Some were longtime drummers, and then some were like, and they're for an album. And
For one album, 2 albums maybe. There's Herman's a German.
Yeah, he was in there a long time. And then there was James Kotak was there a long time. Mickey D was there.
Yep. And, yeah, those are the 3 that I know. I don't know the others.
I think there was a guy named Rudy Linners, maybe. But something the like rest that. Of them, I don't know who they were. They were just, maybe they all blew up like they did in Spinal Tap. I don't know.
Yeah.
maybe that's where Spinal Tap got the, I don't know, the idea for having too many drummers. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Scorpions had 7 guys who drummed in their
albums. 7 drummers on albums, yep.
Oof, okay. I'm 0 for 1. Off to a great start.
All right.
Question 1 for you and everybody else out there in podcast land. When Jelly broke up, 2 of their members formed a new group and released 1 album. Then that group broke up. What was the name of the group?
When Jelly broke up?
Jellyfish broke up.
Jellyfish.
Yeah.
Was that Jerusalem Slim?
No. Incorrect. Jellyfish.
Wow. Jellyfish. What was it? Shoot. I don't remember.
Imperial Drag.
Oh, damn it.
Roger
I love
Manning
the song,
Jr.
Are You a Boy or a Girl? That's a great song.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic album. I saw them live. That's how I got into Jellyfish. I saw Imperial Drag at the Key Club. I was really impressed. Didn't know nothing about them. Some guy dragged me to the show. Loved it. And then I backtracked to Jellyfish and found out I love that stuff, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
They were great.
Imperial Drag. I knew that. Damn it.
Apparently you didn't. 0-1.
0-1.
We're 0-2.
Yes. All right. Well, let's see how you do on this one.
All right.
How much is Desmond Child worth?
How much? In euros or dollars?
This would be in dollars and just a round number.
Oh, I don't have a clue. I know in the new Rock Candy magazine, which now I am a subscriber and I can send you their copies when I finish the magazine.
Okay.
It's only like every other month. So there's a story on him. I'm going to guess he's worth $10 million.
$10 million. You're off by... Well, he's worth $200 million.
$200 million. Oh,
$200 million.
So close.
Think of the songs he wrote, man. And now he's worth $200 million.
And he was a complete failure as a recording artist.
Yeah.
Desmond Child and Rouge had like one minor hit and then nothing.
And then he writes some of these 80s guys' biggest songs.
He wrote with Aerosmith, Kiss, Bon Jovi.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Cher, Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I wonder what made him the most money. Who knows?
Sheesh.
Wow.
I don't know. Probably all the Bon Jovi stuff.
Maybe. Did he write Living on a Prayer? Did he part?
I believe so.
Yeah, that seems the one that gets played a lot.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah, so he's worth some change.
All right, so since we're going into songwriters, I have a songwriter question for you.
All right.
All right. Name the three Kiss songs co-written by Jean Beauvoir. He was the bass player in the Plasmatics, black guy with the giant blonde mohawk.
Right.
And he wrote three Kiss songs. All of them were videos in the 80s. All three of them.
Sheesh. So they were all in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Were any of them on Lick It Up?
No. That was all Vinnie Vincent co-writes.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
After Vinnie Vincent. Then you get into his era, which is basically only two albums. That's the most hints I'm going to give you.
Man.
All video songs.
Crazy Nights.
Nope.
Dang it.
He went too far.
I don't know.
All right. He started with Thrills in the Night, which was a video.
Okay.
Who Wants to Be Lonely?
All right.
And All Night.
Okay.
All co-written by Jean Beauvoir. Not as rich as Desmond Child.
No, probably not.
Not even a hundredth.
I don't... How would somebody meet... How would the bass player from the Plasmatics meet Kiss and decide to start working with him?
I don't know.
Or get to start working.
And it's weird because if you've listened to his solo music, I love his, he's got one album, Drums Along the Mohawk. It's a great melodic rock album.
Really?
Fantastic. It's awesome.
I think you need to send me that if you haven't.
It's great. And that's the only one he made that was any good. But after that, he was in a lot of all-black melodic rock bands after that. And he seemed to have all of his success over in Europe. But the music that he plays and he writes sounds nothing like the Plasmatics. It's the exact opposite. How he got in the Plasmatics, I'll never know. I know he's a New York guy. Maybe that's why he got to know Gene or Paul. Seems like he wrote all of his stuff with Paul.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And Jean Beauvoir?
Yeah, and the big song that everybody kind of knows is Feel the Heat from a Sylvester Stallone movie called Cobra.
Yeah, I have like four of his albums.
Oh, you do?
Three of them, yeah. I should listen to them.
Yeah. Drums Along the Mohawk is by far the best one.
All right, that's one I've got. I'll listen to it.
Yeah, huh. Pretty good stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember seeing them on like Friday night something or other. Some Friday night rock show.
Yeah, maybe it was Night Flight or something like that.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, he also wrote, I think, with Bon Jovi, too.
Jeez.
So he's one of those.
Well, he may have some cash.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. All right, question number three for you. All right, so when Angel disbanded, when Punky and Frank left in 1981, who was the first vocalist they brought in to sing? Ooh. And they never recorded or never released any of their recordings from this.
There are recordings of him, but nothing got released commercially. That was Fergie Ferguson.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the next Angel guy, and I think Rudy Sarzo was in there for a little bit, but yeah, they never got signed after that, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, do you know who was playing guitar?
Oh, after Punky left? I don't remember.
It was Ricky Phillips.
Ricky Phillips, the bass
player? Yeah, bass player, yep.
Wow. Yeah, they tried to get signed. They had Jeffrey in there, and then they just like, it just didn't work out. And I think Punky went back to Northern Virginia. I think he lived in Burke, Virginia, and he opened a tanning salon business.
Who, Punky did?
Punky, that's how he made his money.
Well, that's,
and Burke,
I can see the tanning.
Burke, Virginia. Oh, yeah, we see that. Wow. Yeah.
And I can also see the plastic surgery. Oof.
Yeah, from all the tanning. Oof. You ever seen women who went to those places too much? They look like roast beef. It was disgusting.
Yeah.
Just too much. Those things were so dangerous. I even did it a little bit, too. I got the crap burned out of me. So,
nope.
Not pretty.
I never did it once. I'm good with it.
I think I did it three times, and boy, was my ass sore. Because you go in there naked, basically, or in your underwear. So yeah. I wanted to be tan all over, if you know what I'm saying. Big mistake.
Absolutely.
I don't even see tanning places around anymore. They used to be around, but nah.
I think everybody knows they can spray tan and be all right.
Yeah. And the old Punky got out of that business, and they retired, did fine, and he got the music bug again. Said, why not? I'm in my late 60s. Might as well start up Angel again. And they're back out on the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him.
Yeah, fantastic guitar player, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Makes it look easy.
That's just it. It makes it look like he's not even thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which maybe he's not. I don't know.
Yeah, Bruce Kulick was the same way. He's like, this guy's really good. He's not even looking at the damn guitar.
Wow. He's thinking about where he's going after the show.
Yeah, what kind of sandwich am I going to have after this show?
Do I want mustard?
And you know what?
Maybe spicy brown mustard.
And I heard a cool story about Punky Meadows. Like when Angel was in Flux, Gene and Paul came up to Punky and asked him to join Kiss. But Gene,
really?
Yeah, but Punky was involved with somebody else, and they were just forming a band. They were trying to get signed. And Punky told him, let me think about it. Let me get back to you because I got this other thing going on. Gene and Paul got offended and never spoke to him again.
Really?
Yeah. But Punky Meadows and Kiss would have been fantastic.
Oh, that'd be.
After Ace, you bring in Punky? Oh, my God.
Yeah, with all the Angel and Kiss stuff going on in the late 70s.
I mean, the songwriting would have been fantastic. The song playing would have fit perfectly in Kiss. He's not a shredder like Vinnie Vincent or Mark St. John, and that didn't really work out. But
yeah.
This guy plays for the song, so they made a big mistake not bringing that guy in.
Punky made a mistake not joining.
Yeah, he should have said, yeah, guys, I'm in.
Yeah, if Kiss asked you to join, the answer is yes.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, even if you don't like Gene or Paul or whatever, the answer's still yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he regrets it now, but who knows?
Well, Kiss is touring stadiums, and he's in little tiny clubs playing to 40 people.
Yeah, but seems to be happy when you see him play, so.
Well, that's the plastic surgery. He's always happy.
Okay. All right. Wow. Question three for you. How many current members are in the reunited Helloween? So when you go see Helloween, how many guys are on stage?
When you see Halloween?
When you see Halloween nowadays, how many guys are in the band?
They had a bunch. I'm going to say 7.
You're correct.
Yes.
And I think you just won.
Did I?
I didn't get any right, did I? No, I got 1 right.
You got 1 right.
So you got 1 or 2.
See, what was the second question?
Oh, the second
question. I didn't get that one.
No, you missed the you got we tied 1-1.
All right, so yeah. for 2 for 6.
So if you go see Halloween nowadays, there's 2 lead vocalists, there's 3 guitar players, a bass player, and a drummer.
All right. Well, whatever.
Yeah, they're one of those bands that's big everywhere except the United States. Though they played theaters this last time around. But when you go see them in South America or Europe, they're usually headlining some kind of festival.
Wow.
They're in South America. They're playing in front of 40,000 people. So,
jeez. I like their first few albums.
Yeah, once they had Michael Kiske, I like those albums because the first one, they had the guitar player singing. The singing by Kai Hansen is not very good. But Michael Kiske was great, and then they had some bad albums. He left. Andy Darris came in and stayed. Andy Darris was from Pink Cream 69. And then with this reunited, they brought back Michael Kiske and Kai Hansen. So that's why there's 7 of them and not 5.
Jeez. All right, whatever.
But it's working for them, so.
Hey. Yeah. Iron Maiden will get there sometime.
Yep. Halloween, the poor man's Iron Maiden.
Right. Much. With 1 more guy.
Yeah. They're
one extra.
One German better. All right, on that note, let's play a commercial.
For it is a human number.
Its number is 6.
All right, everybody, we're going to do a little 6 and 30 now where we play 6 5-second clips, and you got to just basically come up with the artist. And there's usually a theme to these. So,
yeah, what's your damn theme this week, Danny?
This one I don't think is going to be too hard. I think you'll get at least 3 or 4.
All right.
Yeah, last time was a little crazy, but okay. My theme this week is bands from Pennsylvania.
PA bands. Okay.
Bands from Pennsylvania. Yep.
All right.
And I think you've probably seen most of these bands. At least 5. You've seen at least 4 of them.
Okay. I got my pen ready. Got my Sharpie and my paper.
So all right.
I'm ready to do this. All right.
All right.
Bands from Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Okay. That was 6?
I wrote 6 down.
Okay. Yeah, I think I got, I know I got 2 for sure. My son called my name out in the middle of the bit, so I lost my concentration. So I'm going to have to play that again here. Okay, here we go. It was a little loud in my headphones too, so here we go. Play along at home. Okay, yeah, you stumped me on a couple of those.
All right.
Yeah, and one, I can't remember the name of the damn band. I don't know if I've seen them before. All right.
Yeah, like I said, I think you've seen at least 4. I've seen 4, and I think you probably have 2.
Yeah, I'm sure. So I'm going to choke on at least 1 of these. Okay. Number 1 would be Cinderella.
That is correct. And actually, I don't think I've seen Cinderella.
I've seen Cinderella multiple times.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen them.
And you probably won't. I don't think. I think they're done as a band. But if you want to hear the songs, go see Tom Kiefer live.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he sounds just like Cinderella, obviously, because he wrote and sang the songs.
Yeah.
All right.
He can play them.
Right, number two is a guess. I'm going to say Soraya.
No, that is incorrect.
Damn it.
This band is huge in this area.
Oh, God.
Female singer.
Yeah, and her brother's a drummer, right?
Yep. They're great.
What the hell's the name of this band?
They play all over the place here. The singer's name is Lizzie Hale.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Hale. It's Hale. Hale Storm.
Yes.
But I missed that one. Hale Storm. Yeah. Number three is Poison.
That's correct.
Number four, I've seen this band.
And yep.
I'm blanking on the name of the damn band. I wrote down H.
I think we saw them together at M3.
We did, and I was impressed with them. Yeah. Oh, it just clicked in my head. Heaven's Edge.
Yep, that is correct.
Heaven's Edge. Okay, so I've gotten three so far. Number five is Brittany Fox.
That is correct. They were like in the same grouping with Cinderella.
Right.
And if you read the John Corabi book, you got a lot of stories about all those bands.
Yeah, everybody was in every other band, you know.
Yeah.
This being like, number six, you stumped me on this one.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you about them. I haven't seen this band.
Is it an 80s band or a 70s band?
Yeah, 80s, mid-80s.
Oh, God. Oh, let me think. Does it have anything to do with Brittany Fox in any way?
I don't believe so.
Then I don't know. I'm going to say the Hooters. Who are from Philadelphia, right?
They are a Philly band. That's true.
I'm sure this answer is correct and not correct.
No. That was Dirty Looks.
Dirty Looks. I didn't know they were from
Dirty Looks.
Didn't know that. I thought they were an LA band, but I know nothing about that band. So
yeah.
I got only four.
Four. All right. You missed Hailstorm and Dirty Looks, which I was pretty much figuring you would.
Yeah.
Brittany Fox is kind of, their vocalist is pretty distinct.
Dizzy Dean Davidson. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And so on to your questions. Now, the theme for my question is all of these songs were top 40 hits in 1978.
78. Okay. Wow.
You were how old?
12? I was 12.
Yeah, but you listen to music. I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
So I think you're going to know. I think you're going to get at least four of these.
All right. Let's.
If not five, we'll see.
Let's listen. You don't think I'll get one of them, huh?
No, you'll get at least four, I think.
All right. Here we go.
Music's calling.
Wow.
All hits. All top 40 hits.
From that number three was a top 40 hit.
Yep, sure was.
Holy moly. Okay.
All of them.
All right, let's listen to it one more time. I think I got four for sure. The other two I think I know, but we'll see.
All right.
Music's calling.
All right. Top 40 hits from 1978.
All right. That first one, I think, is that Bob Welch?
Correct.
Bob Welch.
Former guitar player from?
Your mom. No, I don't know.
Fleetwood Mac.
All right.
He predated Lindsey Buckingham.
After Greeny?
Yeah.
All right.
I think. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Number two is the Steve Miller Band.
Correct. You're our
number three. Number three is Cheech and Chong. Is that Blowed On?
That is correct. Cheech and Chong's Blowed On, which is a takeoff of Float On.
I actually heard that, Float On, and I thought, that's not right. It's Blowed On.
So you know Blowed On better than you know Float On.
Oh, yeah, I'd never heard the original.
Oh, yeah, it's a total takeoff.
Oh, great.
And nice.
So Blowed On.
It starts with lots of burping. I was going to do the original. I was going to do the first 5 seconds of the song, which started with belching. So I didn't know if you remembered that song, but apparently you did. All right, so you're 3 for 3. Here we go.
All right, number four is Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Correct. 4 for 4.
I love that song.
You get one more of these last two, you are the victor.
Oh, well, next one's Heart.
Heart. Heart for Heartless. 5 for 5. Will he get them all?
This last one's a hard one. From 78.
Uh-huh.
I think I got two in my head. It's either Foghat or Grand Funk, and I'm going to go with Foghat.
Yeehaw! You are 6 for 6.
Yes!
I thought you were going to say it's either Foghat or Nazareth. I always get those.
Yeah, Nazareth, the singer's got a very distinct voice, very gravelly.
Yeah. Foghat had at least 5 hit singles. People forget that.
Oh, man, they were huge.
For a very short period of time, and then poof, they were gone.
Yeah.
And now they're great. I think they travel around. I think a lot of them are dead, and I think the drummer has a Foghat out there.
Okay.
So you can say the drummer is Foghat, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's like the Guess Who. I think the drummer is the only original member or something like that. Like, who are the rest of these guys? Who knows? I made that way too easy. I thought maybe you wouldn't know Cheech and Chong and Bob Welch. But...
Well, knowing Cheech and Chong is your fault because we'd be over at your house listening to or watching the movies.
Yeah, I'll take full credit for that. And, corrupting your youth. That was me.
Yep.
Sorry there, Mr. and Mrs. Davis.
Yeah, well,
yeah, when you
whatever.
When you thought your boys were doing wholesome things over at our house, nope. They were listening to Cheech and Chong albums, and my brother and Danny's half-brother were watching porn. With the pillows over their pants, okay.
Pillow in their lap.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That was them. I always thought that was a little strange. I'm like, okay, guys.
All right, whatever y'all.
That was before cable because we had something called Super TV.
Right.
Which really wasn't that super.
Or you'd watch it and it'd be all blurry and you'd go, wait, what was that?
The scramble. Like, I saw boob.
Or was that an elbow? I don't know, but it was hot.
Yeah, I think my dad, I think my dad watched that stuff. My dad was kind of a perv.
Glad we didn't have any girls in the neighborhood.
We did.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, down the street.
Okay. Oh, the Omens, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but we never watched porn.
No, we were watching Cheech and Chong and walking around with the boombox.
Oh, yeah. Didn't everybody do that back in the day? We had our boombox. We thought we were cool. We really weren't, but we thought we were cool.
Not our brothers.
No.
They didn't walk around. They stayed in the house.
Yeah. It's too hot outside. All right. So, Danny kills me in 6 and 30. Danny's daughters are probably super proud. And Dana, you should be super proud of your husband. He just kicked my butt.
Yep. Sylvia, I'm sorry.
Embarrassed
me.
It is
what it is.
I know. Well, you can't win them all. So I'm going to take a quick breather here, and we'll be back with intellectual poetry. All right, we're back. I hope you enjoyed that quick commercial break. Now it's time for some intellectual poetry.
Ta-da. I never get these right. I don't know if you make them too hard or it's just too hard of a bit, but I never get these.
We call this a humbling bit.
Yeah,
when
really.
When we think our shit doesn't stink. Yep, we play intellectual poetry. Brings us right back down to earth.
Yep, it does stink.
We're a mere mortal, yeah. As my people in my house can attest to, mine does too. Okay, Dad, spray the bathroom. All right. Too much information. All right, so the song this week I have for you is where it's from 1989. That's all I'll tell you.
Okay.
So the end of the hard rock era before it turned grunge. All right. So we're going to read these lyrics to you, and you're going to see if you can guess the name of the song or just the band just based on the lyrics.
All right, here we go.
All right. I got my act down, got it down tight. Got a feeling tonight, it'll be a good night. Gonna see a million girls, gonna grab one pretty, take her around the world. All right, what do you think so far?
Is that Black and Blue?
It is not, but you're in the ballpark for sure. Come on and spread your wings. Come on and let me in. You know it's real. You know it really ain't dirty, and it's not a sin to have, to hold, love to squeeze. Come on, be my baby, get down on your knees. Oh yeah, pretty, pretty, please. Oh, I need your love. What do you think?
Good Lord.
Pretty generic, huh?
Yeah. It sounds like everybody else from the 80s.
Yeah.
Is that Dokken?
Nope. Not Dokken.
Yeah, Dokken really doesn't do love songs like that.
Except for Alone Again.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's not love.
Yeah. Well, it's not love.
Yeah, okay. let's see. I need it bad. Oh, you're the best thing that I've ever had. Whoa, oh, oh. Let's get down to the raw. I'll skip the chorus. While I was looking at you from across the room, hoping that you'd see me, too. After half an hour of nothing to do, my feet were getting cold inside my shoes. It came to me from out of the blue. Come on, you got to grab her. Take her to the bathroom. What do you think?
Is it Faster Pussycat?
No, you're tiptoeing around who it is, but you're definitely in the right area, right kind of sort of type band. This band is actually known for having better lyrics than this particular one.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. By the light of the moon coming through the window, I need your love. I need it bad. Whoa, you're the best thing I ever had. Whoa, 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 yeah. I said hookers and whores and a teenage slut on the bathroom floor. I'm in love. I'm in love. I'm in love. Oh, yeah. Uh-oh. He's thinking.
Oh, man. Well, it can't be Wasp because you said they're known for having better lyrics.
Guns N' Roses. Incorrect.
All right. Dang it.
I can't give you any more because it would just be the chorus.
All right.
But let me give you the chorus?
Yeah, sure. Let's see if I get it from that.
So Damn Pretty should be against the law. Band is?
Oh, my God. Crap.
So Damn Pretty should be against the law.
So damn. Oh, man.
It's off of their debut album.
The Poison.
No, incorrect. It is Warrant.
Oh. Yep.
Yep, Jamie Lane. Jamie Lane was a decent lyricist. Not on that particular song, but...
No, I mean, Uncle Tom's Cabin's great lyrics. Great story.
Yeah, but not on this one. Even though I liked this song quite a bit, but when I got into the lyrics, I went, "Ooh, I didn't know you were saying that." Like, okay, all right.
So I usually don't listen to the lyrics that much. I mean, I'm usually listening to the melody, the rhythm, the harmonies.
Yeah, and we'll remember the chorus, but lots of times, you know.
Yeah,
singers are in tune to that.
I love that lyric. Song. So damn pretty. Oops. Yeah. Good song.
Good song. Yeah, lyrics, could be better, but it's a good song. Yeah. So go ahead and listen to that on Spotify.
All right, so the one I got for you, I'll give you that it's from 1982.
All right, a good year. I graduated high school that year.
There you go. Okay, here we go. I reduced the speed of my car looking for a place to park. It's hard to see clearly out there in the dark. The night wind chilled me to the bone as I walked from my car to some guy. I asked him to help me and show me the way. Any idea?
Wow. Scorpions.
No. You're not too far off, though.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's see. There's one more verse, and then it's all chorus.
Wow.
But here we go.
Not much lyrics in this song, huh?
No, there's not. The man never heard of the place, nor did the others I asked. They just shook their heads or laughed in my face. Yes, I started to doubt myself as I heard some clock strike 10. The gig had to start now. I'm losing my senses.
Wow. Oh. Is it Judas Priest?
No, not that big of a band. See, this is...
Yeah, I've been getting the money.
This song is from their debut album in 1982.
Debut album in 1982.
European band.
Oof. I was thinking Accept, but Accept was earlier than that.
Yep. This is their debut album. Accept, I think they started in 1946. 46.
Okay. All right. Just after the war ended, they started a band.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. Oh. Part of the Reconstruction.
Debut album in 1982.
Yep.
Is it American band, European band?
European band.
That's right. You said that already.
Known for their guitar player.
Oh, my God. Is it TNT?
No, that is not a bad guess.
Wow.
Give me the
chorus.
Okay. I'm lost in the city, can't find my way. I'm lost in the city, you know I can't find my way.
We just did this last week.
Yes, we did.
Vandenberg.
Yep, we did it last week.
Jesus.
Because last week I said we did it in a track-by-track battle, and it was against a instrumental song.
Yeah, and you picked the instrumental song.
Exactly, wow. Because of these lyrics.
And I still like that song. I'm lost in the city.
Yeah, well, okay. I asked him to as I walked from my car to some guy.
Well, they're Dutch. They were just barely learning English there, you know? Come on.
Oh, they had a guy. They had somebody helping with their lyrics. But that's why there's not many of them, because the rest of it's I'm lost in the city. I'm lost in the city. Can't find my way. I'm lost in the city. Oh, yeah, come on. I'm lost in the city.
Well, the guitar playing was good in that song.
Yeah.
I still like it, even though the lyrics make no sense. Remember, except we're so bad at English. Was it somebody's, Wolf Hoffman's wife actually wrote the lyrics to a lot of that early Except stuff. So just because she could write, she could speak a little more English than they could. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I'm a rebel. Rebel.
Okay.
Don't you just know it?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Yeah, you're not going to win any Songwriting Hall of Fame awards with that one. Jeez.
Songwriter Hall of Fame is not calling.
Nope. Keep on knocking, but you can't come in. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow, I can't believe we've done Vandenberg 2 episodes in a row.
Yeah.
We'll probably never talk about them again. You just never know.
Probably, unless they tour somewhere and I go see them.
Yeah. I would go see them I saw them back on the original lineup, but, you know.
Yeah.
If they were playing a festival or something like that, I would go see Adrian Vandenberg play guitar again.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I wanted to go see Aerosmith on their last tour, and they start in Philly, but they're already sold out. With the tickets are like, tickets on the resale market are ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm never going to pay like boatloads of money for something like that. I just, yeah.
No, I've seen Aerosmith like 3 times.
Yeah, I think same here. I think so.
Yeah. I mean, they're awesome. They're great. You and I saw them like what, third row?
Yep, third row with Kicks.
Yeah, and Jimmy Crespo and Rick Dufay.
Yeah. I mean, that album tanked, but the album is actually quite good.
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorite Aerosmith albums. Yeah. Rockin' a Hard Place.
I think I listened to Lightning Strikes yesterday. So, yeah, good stuff. And, I stumbled across a couple of new videos from old-timey bands on YouTube. I didn't even know they had music coming out. I saw a new song by King Cobra.
Ooh.
Featuring Paul Sortino on lead vocals.
Oh.
And something about Warriors. I don't have the... It's on YouTube, their first video, so I don't have any music from them yet.
But it's like Johnny Rod and...
Johnny Rod's on bass, but they have two new guitar players, though.
Okay.
Carlos Cavazo.
Oh, nice.
And Rowan Robinson from Dio. So it's basically... Okay.
Well, he won't suck.
No, so you got good guitar players and the core of the band. I don't know how Carmine must be in his 80s by now, so... I don't know.
You could have him or that, what's the guy from Whitesnake? Aldridge?
Yeah.
Tommy Aldridge?
Yeah, but that guy's ridiculous. That guy's still great.
Yeah, I think he's dead.
No, he's not dead.
No, I think he's dead. He still plays drums, but he can't be because he's like 190 years old.
Oh, so maybe he's a vampire or something like that.
Okay, well... He's a good drummer, so whatever.
Yeah, and the other song, I saw a new song from an old band, believe it or not, was Kick Axe.
Really?
Kick Axe has a new song out, and that song was pretty good. I don't remember the name of the song offhand, but I guess if you go to the, what is that blog, Brave Words or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a new Kick Axe song. I listened to it. The lead singer looks like he's a lot younger than the rest of the guys. So I'm
Bobby Barth?
No, that's Axe.
Axe, okay.
Yeah, but
is Kick Axe.
Kick Axe, the Canadian band, you know.
Of course.
Heavy metal shuffle. Heavy metal shuffle. Yeah, that band. Song sounded pretty good, but four of the guys look really old, and then there's this guy running around probably in his early 30s. So. But
whatever. He's in a band, so.
So check it out.
If you're good for him.
YouTube, look, you know. And Danny's going to a show, so our next episode, be ready for this. Danny's going to review what, Danny?
Metallica. I'm going to both shows in New Jersey. Yes. What? I'm looking forward to seeing Mammoth. Mm-hmm. I saw them open for Guns N' Roses in their first major show. They were great. Then I'm sure they've only gotten better. Plus their new album.
Is it going to be out?
Actually, no. I think it comes out August 4th.
So maybe they'll play a new song.
Oh, yeah. They're playing like 3 new songs off the album. I've looked at what they're playing on this tour, and they only play like 7 or 8 songs. But, yeah, I'm going to see Mammoth, Five Finger Death Punch, Ice Nine Kills, and Pantera opening for Metallica.
Oh.
God, it's going to be great.
So, yeah, look forward to that. So when we come back, we'll start off the show with the review of that. It's a weird stage setup for Metallica. They're playing in the middle of this. Looks like a warped record or something like that. But, yeah.
It's a gigantic circle that takes almost an entire football field.
Yeah. So.
And then the last time I saw them in the round, the drums, the stage turned like during the entire show. So by the end of the show, the drum set had gone all the way around, so it was closer to you at some point during the show. But I don't think this one turns.
So if you're...
there's a pit in the middle where there's a ton of people stand, and then they're all around the outside of it.
That's interesting. How do they get them in there? And once they're in there, can you leave? I don't know.
The people in the pit? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you can't. No bathroom breaks for those guys. You just got to whiz in the middle, I guess.
I guess. Maybe there's a bucket or something.
Pass around a bucket. Jimmy had too many beers. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? Javier's got to go number two. Oh, no.
Clear the pit. I am sure that there is a place to go underneath the stage.
Yeah.
Where you can go in and out.
You'd think, but you never. Well, these guys think of everything. I'm sure they've thought of that already. But
yeah.
So I'd be curious to how that goes. But if you're sitting too far away from Lars and if his drum set never moves, it's like, I think Lars was there.
Yeah. Saw him on the video screen. Could see his gigantic head.
Yeah. It is five head. Yeah. So I'd be curious to see if it's going to be good or it's going to be disappointing. Because all the other bands got to deal with that stage too. So.
Yeah. That's a lot of running around, man.
Yeah. So I'm sure Pantera is going to go down. Out of all the opening bands, they're going to go down the best, I think.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. It's Mammoth and Pantera one night, which will be amazing. And then Ice Nine Kills and Five Finger Death Punch the other night. And I don't know anything about Ice Nine Kills. Never heard them. Nothing about them.
Yeah.
Five Finger Death Punch I'm kind of getting into.
All right. So should be interesting. So, kiddies, you got to look forward to that. So next episode.
Next episode.
It's going to happen. All righty. And on that note, Dan, I think it's time for us to go. I got to go pick up my daughter from cheerleading practice.
Whoa. All right.
Things we got to do for our kids. You know, that's what I'm
doing.
You used to do the same thing with your daughters.
Three times a week.
And now it's my turn.
Yep. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I got a couple more years left. My kids are going to be juniors here in August. So I got two more years of this and then off to college and going broke, send them through college, I'm sure.
Yeah,
We'll see what happens.
All right. Well,
that's why we need everybody to like our playlist on Spotify. So maybe we become, actually, we make nothing off of those things. Oh, never mind.
Yeah. So we double our salary. So double a zero is zero.
Yeah. So we could have a million people like our playlist on Spotify and like Hard Rock and Trivia Show on Spotify. And it's not going to make a bit of difference. But
yeah. So that's why we have day jobs.
Yeah. You'll have a cool playlist to listen to. So you won't hear the same songs over and over again. And you'll hear a wide range of bands. So
yes. That is totally true.
That's why we do it. Why not? Yep. And plus, I'm teaching summer school, and my load is a little light this summer, I'm going to tell you. We're supposed to have 65 kids show up for adaptive PE this summer, and 15 showed up. So,
jeez.
So I guess lots of people are not sending their kids to summer school in Los Angeles County, if you get my drift.
Yeah, apparently.
So I've had a little time on my hands there, so.
So you can make playlists out the back.
Woo! Yeah, since I've done all my paperwork, what am I going to do now? Let's make a playlist. Okay. Because once school starts in August, I get real busy with the... Yeah, I won't have time to do that then. So this is the best time to do something like that. So
now's the time.
Yep. All righty.
All right. Have a great time out there.
You too. I hope the show's good. I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Yep. All right, later.
Bye.